This is Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent for the Hudson Mohawk magazine, and I'm here in the streets of Albany today at the Climax Matter March. People are slowly trickling in and they're waiting for the marchers to arrive. I'm going to cover this story today, and I'm going to try to get labor viewpoint. What is labor view on the matter that Climax Matter? And I have here as my guest in the Capitol Park West, a labor leader, Ron Semper, member of PEF, right? And he's sitting in the park waiting on the marchers. And Ron, what is your view on the issue of that Climax Matter?
Well, I think that probably the preeminent issue facing the public today, if something's not done about preserving the climate, then everything else that we want to do would be in vain.
Now, I know that labor are very concerned about their pay, job security, and all that, but how important, on the scale of 1 to 10, is the matter of climate to labor?
I think it should be 9 or 10, because once the economy gets switched to renewable energy, that will create a whole host of new jobs, new skills that workers can get trained to do, especially young workers coming out of school can get trained to do some of those jobs in the green economy, and that will be a boom for the economy as a whole. The dirty economy does have some jobs, but they are gradually disappearing anyway. And to make an effort to preserve those jobs is futile, because they're going to be going away anyway. We need to emphasize the new green job economy.
And Ron, where do you reside at?
I reside in Hoosick Falls, New York.
Now, I know they had some problems up there in Hoosick Falls. And, you know, tell me something about that.
Some of the low-lying parts of the village, close to the river, are very prone, or somewhat prone to flooding. The big issue, of course, over the years has been the PFOA in the water problem. People have been drinking that contaminated water for decades and decades. And it was only recently that they discovered that there was a problem. There's a temporary solution in place now, but that in itself raises new issues that will have to be resolved.
All right, Ron. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Willie Terry, still in the park for the Climax Matter rally. And I have two labor representatives from the United University Professional, and their names are
Kendra Smith Howard.
Kendrick.
People are on the move.
Aaron Major.
And Aaron. Kendrick and Aaron. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
All right. So, I see you got a sign that says, "Don't like working in the heat, labor for a humane environment." Tell me, what is labor viewpoint on the climate issue?
Well, I think one of the things that labor has been advocating recently and successfully in the last year is the Climate and Community Protection Act, which has both labor protections and climate protections, and we're happy that it has passed in New York State in the last year. But it's one of the examples of labor and environment working together.
So do you think labor is doing enough to push this amount? Because I know labor's concerned about their contracts and their benefits and stuff like that. Let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is this subject?
I think it shapes a lot of different kinds of labor organizations, from nurses that are dealing with childhood asthma rates to professors in school like us who are facing students that need to learn about the challenges of climate and will face the consequences of these challenges for generations to come.
So the students out here, and they're saying that, you know, they deserve a life too. Do you feel that the past generation missed the boat?
More rapid action would have been good on our part of our past generations, absolutely. There has been activism around a lot of environmental issues, has a long history, but certainly not with the urgency that's needed for the problems that we face.
So you think now, with this rally here and this issue being broadcast all over the world, think that labor would do more now? to bring out this to their members, why it's important?
Well, today's students become tomorrow's laborers, so in hope that that will help build the momentum going forward.
Right, and you have a comment?
Say, and then the next thing we got to do is just get them registered to vote. That's the next big thing they've got to do. They've got to make sure they're registered to vote, and they get out to the polls and make their voice heard to actually get some policy change made. And that's the other thing that labor is pretty good at, is trying to get people out to the polls and turn their issues and their concerns into elected officials.
All right, thank you. All right, this is Willie Terry still here at the Climate Matter March with the youth, a lot of youth. Now, I have a guest going to give me a labor perspective on this, and he's a longtime labor activist and a member of the Capital District Area Labor Federation, Doug Bullock. How you doing, Doug?
Hey, Willie, thanks for talking to me.
All right. So, Doug, I know this is a lot of youth-inspired Climate March today, but I was just wondering, what about labor? You know, what labor point of view in terms of the Climate Matter issue?
Well, you know, the Albany County Central Federation of Labor passed a resolution that we should start divesting funds from fossil fuels, which we have in the New York State retirement system. Because the New York State retirement system is overinvested in fossil fuels, almost 20% of the fund towards fossil fuels, and it's got to start scaling back to renewables, convert it, and keep up with the times. Annapolis is behind the times in investment in our retirement funds, and we're going to lose money for it. So, you know, that union perspective was passed at the Albany County Central Federation of Labor as a resolution, and it was presented to the New York State Senate. And the New York State Senate had hearings and considered that resolution and looked at our starting point for the rally today, which is the Sheridan Hollow generation plant that heats and cools the entire Empire State Plaza. We won a great victory yesterday at the Sheridan Hollow plant because the microgrid that was proposed to be built there now is no longer going to be built with frack gas. It's going to be almost completely solar energy from an outside solar source, and in a county quite away from here, but still it's going to be solar, and the frack gas proposal is going to go. So it's a victory, but not a true victory, because we wanted to see geothermal, which is much better for the Empire State Plaza. It would have been much less costly and much more available than solar is.
All right, that's Doug. Doug, now there's a lot of youth here today at this rally right here. But I also see a lot of people, you know, from the other generation here too.
I see.
So what are the youth saying to that generation? Are they saying that generation missed the mark?
Yeah, we're finally in the minority, us older folks, and it looks like the students make up the at least 2/3 or 3/4 of this rally. So they definitely came out, and the students are showing us the way. The students led this rally and led the march from the beginning. We put them at the front of the march, and they came all the way up here and did an excellent job at marching for the climate.
Now, they having these rallies all over the world today.
Yeah. You know?
So, how, on a scale from 1 to 10, what do you think this issue fits into that scale in light of all the other issues that workers have to deal with, you know, like job security and pensions and the strike that's going on? Where do this climate issue fit in?
Climate issue is central to all other issues. It's central to labor, and labor has got to wake up on this issue. They're too vested in old-time pension policy, and they got to wake up and start seeing that we're going to renewables, and it's going to happen no matter how much they try and invest their funds in the fossil fuel. So labor's got to get with it. It's got to get addressed to the climate crisis that is here today, which is so obvious, which is being denied by our president, and get away from this Trumpian thinking that, you know, there is no climate crisis. Climate crisis is here. We had the hottest month ever in July. We lost 3 billion birds in North America in the last 50 years. Climate crisis is here.
So now we're down here at the Capitol. What is the governor's view on this issue?
Well, the governor has been slow to adapt. For instance, on the Sheridan Hollow plant, the two backup emergency generators are still going to be fueled with frack gas. So, you know, he's got to live up to his promises of eliminating frack gas and fossil fuel, and he hasn't put enough pressure on Dinopoli to divest those funds in the pension funds on fossil fuel. So the governor's taken an incremental approach. And an incremental approach isn't going to work. We got to start doing these things now.
The UN is having a special meeting on the climate, right?
Yes. Then that'll be the focus of another demonstration this week.
All right. So labor got to get involved in this issue.
Labor's got to get involved. They can't be left behind because this is the way of the future. Labor's record for organizing new workers is dismal. And they got to start realizing that the reusable, renewable industry is wide open for organizing, and they got to get with it because if they don't organize, they're going to die.
All right, labor leaders, labor union, you heard it from Doug Bullock, longtime labor activist, putting out the word, sounding the alarm. You better get involved. Thank you, Doug.